You know, some of us who have been around before the advent of the internet may remember walking into a brokerage firm and speaking with the stockbrokers and also speaking with our stockbrokers on the phone to place trades. The cost of those trades were pretty hefty. The commissions were high as a percentage of the total dollar of the trade. And back then, stockbrokers were rewarded for the amount of commissions they generated. So they had every incentive to keep moving your money around and go in and out of different stocks because the more the churn, the higher their commissions. And this churn was really no different from them really dipping their hands into your investment portfolio to take money out for themselves. Not very cool. In some cases, stockbrokers would also convince clients to give them trading discretion and control over accounts. So they would place trades without having to check with their clients. And this often led to significant portfolio losses. Well, you know, the brokers then just churned away and the customers realized it only after it had been too late. Some careful brokers would control their trading to the point where stock market gains would mask large commissions. But the net effect was still the same. Investors ended up losing large chunks of their portfolios to unscrupulous brokers. There have been many books and some movies about this kind of activity. And there was a book some years ago that really caught a lot of attention. It was called Where Are the Customer's Yachts? This book told how brokers were making all the money at the expense of the customers. So the customers should have had the yachts, but it was the brokers who had the yachts. That's the implication. And some of you movie buffs may have also seen some of this action in a recent Hollywood blockbuster, The Wolf of Wall Street, where, you know, just really greedy, unqualified brokers conned investors into trades where the brokers collected as much as 50% in commissions on stocks that were going nowhere. So churn became such a major issue that the SEC had to step in and change the rules to prevent gullible regular folks from losing their money to greedy brokers. In response, the securities industry moved from commission-based stock brokerage accounts to fee-based accounts. The reason was supposed to reduce abuses from this excessive churn. With fee-based accounts, brokerage firms charge an annual fee as a fixed percentage of the value of the account, typically 0.5% to 2% of your total assets. And in theory, fee-based accounts remove adverse broker incentives, such as unnecessarily recommending or making trades, and again, in theory, align brokers with your investment goals. But it's a little bit more complicated than that. Fee-based is not the same as fee-only, the difference being that fee-based advisors can still earn commissions on other types of products, like life insurance and annuities, for example. Unfortunately, though, many investors still unknowingly pay unnecessary fees and commissions. There's some recent statistics put out by the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, known as FINRA, showing that securities arbitrations that involve churning and unauthorized trading constituted over 13% of all the arbitration cases filed between 2012 and 2014. So churning and unauthorized trading are alive and well. They're just getting better disguised now. This abuse was also the subject of a recent article that I picked up on the investor portal Seeking Alpha. The article was titled, Investors Should Beware of Brokers Who Churn, and was written by Jake Zemanski, an attorney at Zemanski LLC, which is a law firm that focuses on investment and stock fraud. So while old-style churn from excessive stock rotation has come down, brokers have found other ways of taking your money. And this show is about helping you protect your money. So I want you to know what these are so you can check your brokerage account statements and take action if you suspect foul play. One new form of churn is switching, where a broker moves you from one fund to another, gets a commission from the fund he's switching you into, and this is really the same form as churning stocks, only it's between funds, not individual stocks. Also, certain annuities have large commissions for brokers, and they charge you hefty fees, which are not disclosed to you. And these annuities may not be right for you, but if you have a rogue broker, he may convince you of the benefits of switching while his focus is really on earning a handsome commission without really doing what is in your best interest. So here's how you can tell if you're losing out. In your annual or monthly brokerage statement, look for the number of trades made and the dollar amount you've paid in fees and commissions. If you have any doubts, call your broker and ask him to explain things. That way, he'll at least know that you're watching and perhaps be more careful about unnecessarily switching you in and out of trades or in and out of funds or switching annuities and the like. If you find that he's been doing this, fire him immediately and find somebody else. Now, I know this isn't something we should have to worry about, but the reality is that stock market fraud exists. Most brokers are honest, but you need to know and be able to find the ones that are not. So until we have a perfect world, you need to protect yourself. You need to learn what it's going to take to protect your assets and make sure you get the most out of your brokerage experience or the experience from your advisor that you can.